And welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm on time. I should get an applause. Every time I say that I made it on time, and I did actually make it on time, people should clap for me, because I think that would be nice for you guys to to clap for me. I know I'm being silly. It's been a strange day. And, well, not too strange, just strange in the fact that... as always, on my days off, rest eludes me. And so I'm not too happy about that. And you know, now it's in the day, and I don't know. It has been raining here. So I hope everyone that is in this area, I think it came, well, this pretty much the Midwest, that had all those horrible storms yesterday. Hope everybody was safe and able to stay inside and not have to weather the storm. We didn't get it too bad here, but it got a little crazy. You know, when you see on the little Doppler radar that they have on television, when you see all that red coming towards you on the screen, you're like, there might be a problem headed your way. It's funny because where I work at, there's a lot of trees. There's a lot of big trees, and there's always, anytime there's any kind of storm, there's always big branches that fall. I don't park in the off street parking because it's gravel, and I don't like my tires being on gravel. I know that's a little weird and bizarre, but I don't. And plus, there's big old trees there. But I park off the street when there's another. It's a big tree that has one big hanging branch that kind of hangs over my car when I'm parking there. So I think from now on, I'm not going to park there. But yesterday I moved my car, and I kid you not, you know, I have a Monte Carlo. Now, you know how Monte Carlos, they have these big, long doors, and they're kind of heavy. And when I was trying to push the door open, to get out of my car after I moved it, that's when everything hit, the wind, the rain. And it was kind of, like I said, it was kind of insane. So I was like, oh, that was kind of crazy. But other than that, I survived. You know, I'm still here, thankfully, because you never know what's going to happen in a storm. And, you know, you have to be safe, right? So anyhow, I hope you guys are doing well. And I'm going to try... I'm going to try to really not say anyhow tonight, because that's starting to get on my nerves. because I think about it so much, I think about it so much that every time I say it, I'm like, oh, there I said it again, there I said it again, there I said it again. Yeah, that's, you know, not too fun. Also, something new for the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com. The 5's are numeric. You have to remember that, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And I think it's working. I have a voicemail system in place. There's a little tab on the side of the page, on each page of the website, where you can click it and record a voicemail. So hopefully that'll work. If not, I'm sure you guys can let me know. Tweet me out at the 5x5 and let me know if it's working or not. I would love to hear from you guys, all you 5x5ers out there. And can you believe it? We're coming up on 1,000 followers. Now, I know all 1,000 don't listen, but the 976 people that took the time to click the follow button. So if you, maybe... maybe if you want to, if you decide to listen one of these days, or the ones who do, thank you. You're there, and I do appreciate you, because that, you know, not that it takes a lot of time, but you know, you found something interesting that you like, and I think that's very cool. So, like I said, it hasn't been a very good day off. Although the one good thing about, I don't know where you guys live, and you can send me a shout out or let me know, gas prices have fallen. And they've been like every day. And right now I'm seeing on TV that it's 2.89. Now, when I was coming home earlier, it was 2.99. So I'm definitely going to fill up. It's really sad when we live in when we live in a society, or especially America, where we get happy because gas is under $3. You know, two night well, they say it's 2.89. 2.89 is still way too high if you ask me. And so but you get used to it. You know, I was used to paying, what was we paying, 3.89 at one point. You know, it was almost $4 a gallon. And that is insane for gas, but it's coming down. I don't know what the reason. I haven't researched what the reasons are, but it's a good thing. I'm not going to complain. I guess I can't complain about something good, right? But I remember when I first started driving, gas was like 89 cents. You know what happened? Gas, even I don't remember. I remember being upset when gas went over. It was like a dollar and a quarter. Now, I can't believe gas was a dollar and a quarter. Little did I know, you know, and I've been driving since I was 16. Little did I know, 25 years later, gas would be, damn near $4. And remember a couple of years ago where there was a gas shortage and you couldn't find gas? Remember that? So I thought that was funny. Another thing that happened this weekend, I wasn't able to attend. It was my 25-year high school anniversary, reunion. That's an anniversary. I guess it's an anniversary, high school reunion. And I got some emails from people asking me why I wasn't there. You know, and I'm trying to be nice to these people. It's funny, like one of the people who was organizing the event, you know, picked a crazy time. It was on the weekend. I guess they have it on weekend, but it was during our annual fall festival. You guys know that the fall festival was here in town. I talked about that on a couple of shows, and it was like 7 o'clock in the evening, and another friend of mine that came to town, and there was only like a couple people I wanted to see, and a lot of people didn't show because this girl in high school nobody liked. Now I will say we had a mini reunion a couple years ago, and I actually went, and maybe 10 of us showed up. Well, maybe not even 10, it was less than 10. And the girl who organized this particular event, she was there. And now, come on, she's on my Facebook page. Didn't want to add her. But you know, you put people on your Facebook page and you put them in a certain section to where they can't see everything. But it's not like I live my life in the closet. So the first question she asked me, she's like, "What have you been doing, David?" And because the school I went to was really, really stuck up, and if you wasn't white or with money or played sports, they don't have what have nothing to do with you. So I wasn't white, I didn't play sports, and I didn't have any money. So not that I had my own set of friends, but you know, they just made you suffer. They made you suffer a lot. And that kind of bully mentality. Not that I was scared of any girls, 'cause I wasn't, but it was just that, you know, the have and have nots. And that's what, and the teachers fed into that. I went to a high school where the kids had better and newer cars than the adults, and not just one or two kids, a lot of the teachers, a lot of kids. And it was just all about privilege. And if you was privileged and your dad was a doctor, or your mother was some important person in town, then you got all the privileges. Didn't matter what your GPA was. And anyhow, and you know, I'm like, girl, you know, why are you asking me if I have any kids? Not that I can't have any kids, I guess, but come on, you know, seriously. And then they sent me, it didn't like the new email for this weekend. She sent out, "I seen my name was left off of it." You know, I'm like, you're still a bitch, you know. And so the reason I didn't go, not only that I had to work, it was because I don't want to cuss y'all out, you know. And I'm like, I need to let all that stuff go. But you know, you don't realize how many things that you bring from your childhood into your adulthood. And I think I have some demons that I've brought from my high school experience and that I've still held on to, or they're kind of in my subconscious. I think that I still hold on to some of those things. And I remember, because that's one of those things, I have a really, really extremely good memory, so I don't forget a lot of stuff. And I remember, those kids being really mean, really mean. And even ones that called themselves my friends, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not, I don't roll like that, because you I think you owe me an apology. Anyhow, so we're, oops, there's anyhow again, but we're not gonna go through that. But I didn't go, I didn't go. And the few people that sent me emails saying, where were you at? We would expect you. We know you're back in Evans. Don't send me no email. Ask me why I wasn't there if you don't really want the answer, And I didn't want to deal with that whole, because all reunions are is for people to tell you how much better their life is than yours. That's all it is. But anyhow, so I hope you guys are doing good. Thank you, Timmy Sims, for joining us in the chat room. You can always join us in the chat room on our live Spreaker shows. Or you can follow us on iTunes over there, the 5x5. We have the 5x5 Late Night Show and Fanboy Weekly. And then Real Talk with David and Nikki on iHeartRadio. And so we're here, often. So tonight, what's on deck? You thought you knew what a person having big feet meant. You didn't know. I'm going to tell you. Useless information. I have a ton of, yes, I found this on this really crazy website. A ton of useless information that you guys will forget tomorrow, but you'll know right now. And there's a condom problem, which is serious, a condom problem in Uganda. And then I'm sure we'll come up with a quiz or something. Tonight. But don't forget to check out the 5x5.blogspot.com, and leave me a voicemail. Say something, say hi, bye. You suck. Well, don't say you suck, because I'll call you and cuss you out. But just say something. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll be right back. Really? And that was Pebbles with giving you the benefit of the doubt. I do that a lot in my life. I give people probably more times than I should the benefit of the doubt because some people just grate my nerves. I mean, grate my nerves. And I'm trying to get, well, actually, I've gotten better because it used to be a time in my life to where my tolerance for that are people who want to be better than you. And, you know, if I had friends in my life that act like that, you weren't a friend. You know, because I try to live my life. Everybody knows what I'm thinking. I pretty much say what's on my mind. What I've learned is to be a little bit more diplomatic when I'm delivering what I have to say. Because I notice now if I have an issue with a restaurant, a younger David, I would let them have it. I mean, let them have it with that it was so much so that it would have an NC-17 rating. But now, not so much. I think I do better at at handling those type of situations. I guess it was a Friday night. Friday night, I was something's going on with my sound, guys. So hopefully you guys can still hear me. Let me know if you can't. Friday night, I had ordered a stromboli. I ordered a stromboli from a really popular pizza place here in town. You don't, and the thing is, you don't go there for the pizza, you go there for the strombolis. It's been like that forever. And so I had it delivered while I was at work. And excuse me, and so I had it delivered while I was at work. And so I get it, and I even tipped the guy. I was like $13, so I gave him another $2. It was like $15 overpriced, but you know, whatever. And so I get my stromboli, and I'm ready to tear it up because I'm starving. I haven't had anything to eat all day. I'm starving because this place, the crust is real buttery and stuff like that. Not the crust, the little bread that's on the top. And so I open it up, and all I smell is like you smell burned food. And then you have that moment. It's like, did the driver know something? Because he did look at me a little funny when he gave me my order. And I'm like, maybe he knew something. And so you know, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna trip. I'm just gonna call and tell them, you know. So I called. I said, hey, you know, you guys just here. You deliver me, you know, the stromboli, and it's burned. And so, mind you, I had already waited about an hour to get it, and then he's like, oh, well, we'll make you another one and we'll bring it out in an hour. I'm like, no, that's not necessary. This one's burned. Go ahead and take that off my credit card. He's like, well, yeah, we're gonna have to come pick that sandwich up then. No, this is burned. All owners will not be happy because the profitability and the loss of boy, stop all that talking, what you're saying. This is the manager. I said, take this off my credit card, or I'll talk to the owners myself. And he's like, I said, do you have an email or a phone number? No, I don't have an email, but look at the website. That'll tell you something. Click. I'm like, oh, seriously? That you know me? So I did get a hold of the, actually today, the owners. I did send them a tweet and a Facebook post, and they did get with me today, and I told them what happened. So they was very apologetic, and I wasn't nasty. I wasn't even nasty to the guy. So, like I said, I've learned to be a little bit more diplomatic. You know, even when somebody's being ignorant, don't be ignorant with me. And I try really hard. So I give people the benefit of the doubt more now than I used to, but it's definitely difficult. What is a stromboli? Can you believe somebody asked in the chat room? I'm not going to mention their name. I don't want to embarrass them. They asked, what is a stromboli? I can't believe you don't know what a stromboli is. It's not like you live pizza. Does Pizza Hut sell strombolis? Strombolis is like a sandwich, and it has pizza sauce. I think it's mozzarella cheese and sausage. Ground sausage, it might be hamburger mix in, but I think it's sausage. And it's put on two pieces of, it's not ciabatta bread, but some type of bread that they, just like regular ham, like a bun type of bread. And they butter it and they bake it in the oven till the cheese and everything melts together. And they give it to you as a strum. They're really popular here. There's a particular place here in town that everybody goes. If you ask about this area, and you'd ask somebody, what is the best place to get a stromboli? We would say Pizza King. Pizza King in Southern Indiana, synonymous with good strombolis. And so there you go. That's what a stromboli is. I can't believe you don't know what a it's a pizza piff. A pizza pub, it's not a pizza pi I wouldn't call it a pizza because you don't order it with like pepperonis and stuff. It's just with sausage and meat stuff. I don't know what else to say about it, being it's a stromboli. That's what it is. So, if you ever make it to the area, and if they're not selling burned ones, I will take you to get a stromboli. I think you can order them online, but I think locally, frozen ones, I think maybe. Anyhow, they're really, really good when they're not burned. In other news, what I was talking about earlier before we went to break, I read an article that talked about big feet. Now, in the past, big feet has been synonymous with having a large or being well endowed. And so that, you've had big feet, I'm proud with my size 13s, but I didn't realize I was watching wrestling last night and the Big Show, they was telling the Big Show, the wrestler was telling what size shoe he wore. He wears a size 22. A size, can you imagine a size 22? 22. Some of y'all little feet man out there, and no shade. Some of you little feet men wear a size 10. That's two times more than yours. If I put my two 13s together, if I put my two 13s together, that's 26. That's only 4 inches shorter than both of my feet put together. I don't want a big old foot like that. I don't care if it does mean you have a big old dick. I don't care. But they say it's not true. Not that, and it shouldn't matter. But this new study, this new study says, if I can get to it, this is on instinctmagazine.com. Men with big feet are more likely to cheat. So, with just with the title alone, I would think if they're thinking about basketball players, because normally basketball players are really tall and they have big, like Shaq and all of them, they have really big feet, at least size 15s and 16s, right? It's funny, my local comic book store has some Dennis Rodman sneakers on display for sale. They've been there for at least 15 years. Nobody wants those. I bet they stink. He looks like he'd have stinky feet, right? And so they said large feet already connote one thing to society, but now another stereotype has been shoehorned. I love the words they're using in this article, in and applied to men with that physical trait. The study commissioned by the infamous adulterous dating website Illicit Encounter surveyed more than 3,100 men to match shoe size with an interest in an extramarital affair. According to Illicit Encounters, their study found that men with feet larger than size 10 are three times more likely to have an affair than men with size 7 to 9. Of men who reported having size 7 feet, 4% reported they would cheat on their partners. Conversely, 22% of the size 11s and 16% of the sizes 12 and 13 admittedly would have an affair. Body proportions are related, and big shoes will likely mean a bigger, taller body, said the University of St. Andrews psychology and neuroscience specialist David Parrott. Body stature will relate to personality. Size will enable individuals to dominate in social situations. Dominance itself may open opportunities for affairs. So, I guess I'm a cheater. I guess I'm a cheater because I wear size 13s. Can y'all believe that? Oh, and Timmy Sim is still on the Pizza Puff thing. So if you have a size 13 or larger foot, that means I would, to me, if it made sense, for me, how I kind of thought about it, it's like, well, maybe, like I said, basketball players and maybe more sports figures, because you hear about all their little illicit activity and cheating on the wives and girlfriends and stuff like that. Maybe that makes them, maybe that's where some of that information comes from. But they're saying in this particular study that it's about dominance and, larger stature normally means larger feet, and that's a kind of a dominant thing. And maybe that whole alpha male mentality, I guess. So I might have to find me a man with a size 10 or less, and not because, well, size 10 or less, and we'll leave it at that. We won't go in too much detail. I wasn't going to come on tonight, because I was this day has been one of those days to where you ever get stuff in your head and you're like, ugh, whether it's a little misery or whatever, that things just get on your nerves. And it's been one of those days for me that this everything has just really gotten on my, not even gotten on there. It's just been annoyed. I've been highly sensitive to sounds today and to particular voices and situations. And I was talking to a friend earlier on the phone, and I was like, I just hate people who don't think, and not only think about what they're doing, but think about how your actions affect others. It all comes down to consideration and being considerate. And when you don't have those things, what kind of person does that make you? And that's kind of been weighing on my, it's kind of been the theme going through my head for the last several months, actually. It's like, and I tried, like I said, I'm a planner. I try to plan out for scenarios. I know you can't plan out for everything in life, but the basics in life, just living every day, get a routine, keep your routine, because when you plan, normally, if you plan something out, it's more deemed to succeed than if you don't plan. And that just, people who don't plan and they continue, and then they continually fail when their life is in all this chaos, and then they refuse some stability and they continue to fail, then they won't change their plan of action. That's bizarre to me. That's really bizarre to me. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It's a 5x5 late night show. We'll be right back.
Feeding me love.
Remember that song from school days? I absolutely loved that song. Tisha Campbell was in that. Jasmine Guy. To me, one of the best movies out that year. But I guess that's a matter of perspective because that was the year that I was graduating, or the year I was a junior in high school, maybe, and I was just considering going to HBSU, HBCU, HBCU, Historically Black College or University, and I chose Hampton. I looked at Fisk, and that particular movie, School Days, what took place on a fictitious black college campus, and I wish I had should have went. I really should have went, but I didn't. I had to go where the money was, right? And so, that song kind of takes me back to high school. So I kind of talked about high school today. So I thought I'd play that. But I wish I did a historically black university and predominantly black, and not for just because I wanted to be away from white people because I didn't. Because I missed something culturally growing up. Of course, yes, I live in the inner city. But, in all my classes when I was in school, I was the only black one in the classes. And so I think you lose something culturally when you always have to be. You always have to conform to the masses. And that's all I say about that before somebody thinks. I'm racist because I'm not. But welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, as you all know. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Give us a like over there. I would really appreciate it. And for all you Funko Pop collectors, I collect Funko Pops pretty heavily now. I'm trying to slow down because it's getting to be an expensive hobby. Join my Facebook group, Life with Funko Pop. You can see all my pictures there. Or if you follow me on Instagram, One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. And of course, you can follow the shows on Stitcher and iTunes. And then I already told you about the 5x5 Blogspot page. Whew, that's a lot. And did I say Twitter at the 5x5? Yeah, I think I said Twitter. I am tonight. I didn't watch a lot. Well, I did this morning. I've watched 4 to 5 hours worth of television today. I watched Sleepy Hollow, which is getting a little silly. I also watched The Middle, which I was catching up. I didn't know they had two last week. I was catching up from one last week, and then I watched Gotham, which I will have to say, and I didn't remember. I'll take it back. I'll take it back. I said that I didn't think Gotham was going to be the show that was going to make it through the season to me. And I'm a fanboy, so I'll give anything like that a chance. But I actually like Gotham a lot. Now, Arrow's only one episode in. The Flash had its second episode tonight. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was in its third episode. They're doing enough to keep me interested. And I know Marvel, this is their, I don't know if it's a Joss Whedon formula, it's layers upon layers. This show won't break out till after the Avengers movie starts in May. Then before it goes off for the season, then that's when I have all the hyped up stuff. We'll probably see things happening up to that point because we're still doing that Hydra versus Shield thing right now. It's going to be slow and maybe a couple of highlights here and there, but it's not going to break loose until the Avengers Age of Ultron movie hits. So I'm still watching a lot of television, so I want to reel that in a little bit, and I need to reel that in a bit because it's a lot. It's a lot of television because, like I said, I watched Flash and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight. They noticed they dropped Marvel as just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But anyhow, again, Gotham is out of all the fanboy shows that have debuted thus far this year. From a storytelling standpoint and everything that makes a show or a story good. And for me, and I'll talk about this more on Sunday, it has that element of Batman Eternal. If you guys are reading the weekly comic, it does definitely has that flavor to it, especially with all the players. Carmine Falcone, or Carmine Falcone, is a big player in this television show, and also somebody they're going to introduce later in the season, Hush, which is a longtime foe of Batman who just has been revealed as the villain in Batman Eternal of the comics. So I don't know if they've taken or some parallels to the comic, but it's actually really good, and maybe that's why I enjoy it. Anyhow, we're back, and we're just talking about the big y'all, big feet brothers out there fronting like y'all have the big things, and all y'all are is a bunch of cheaters, self-included. No, not really. no. The other thing I was reading earlier today, if I can find it, was there's a problem, and this is a little serious. Although, and I have to, it's kind of funny, and then you'll find out why when I tell you guys this. Uganda is losing the fight. This is not funny, so don't take it the wrong way. It's losing the fight with AIDS. That's the serious part, because condoms are too small for Ugandan men. That's the funny part. And I guess it's not really all that funny, but according to reports, AIDS cases are increasing in Uganda after years of decline. One possible reason, according to Ugandan members of parliament, condoms are too small for Ugandan men. The struggle is real, y'all. This is what the article said, by Nigel Campbell on InstinctMagazine.com. Ugandan MPs have been inundated with complaints that many condoms on sale in the East African nation are too small. Warning, the problem is a blow to fight against AIDS. Insisting that one size doesn't fit all, MP Tom Aza said Uganda's Parliamentary Committee for HIV and AIDS said a recent tour of areas worst hit by the virus revealed that some men have bigger sexual organs and therefore should be considered for bigger condoms. So is their whole government ruled by, I know the parliament does, but so now y'all get the one size condoms. We don't care if some of y'all, 'cause not every man has the same size genitalia. We all know that to be a fact. That's just interesting. When it comes to action, when they're having sexual activity, of course, with the pressure, it burst, he told NTV Uganda. Some youth are complaining that the condoms they're being given, some of them are too short. Their organs can't fill them. Another committee member, Sarah Natasili, I know I didn't pronounce that right, but said the size issues was exposing our younger boys and girls and all those user condoms to acquiring of the HIV and AIDS. The Ugandan report said the MPs would push for better condom supplies and bigger sizes. That, to me, that doesn't seem like that should be a hard thing to do. So this is my challenge to Magnum. These people are dying because of sex. Obviously, and we know all men are not created equal. Y'all all have the Tumblr. Just type in anything on Google and you'll see. That all men are not created equal. I've seen bigger, I've seen smaller. The author of this article says maybe Magnums should turn their attention, this is what I said, towards a new target audience. The demand is clearly high. So if that's that much a problem, y'all need to find y'all a Ugandan boyfriend here in the States, to break you back. Oh, hey, Thought Bubbles. She said they are probably lying. You think they're lying? Do all men lie about penis size? I don't think all men lie. I don't think them Ugandans over there lying just to get bigger condoms. It is the mother country. And what they say about us black men. We'll be right back.
up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it and park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins. Then I'ma dog it off and ballin'. Shit on the offense, trickin' with fist with the Dawkins. Stealin' them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit and you nosy. Step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Your pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Think that's one of the sexiest songs I've heard in a long time, and that's by my girl Tinashe. She has an album coming out. This is not going to be on it. This I found this on Reverb Nation. But that's Tinashe. Welcome back. This is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Welcome to the chat room. Thought Bubbles from the Thought Bubble. It's a tongue twister, guys, from the Thought Bubbles podcast. We were discussing in the chat room how I'm a good Christian boy playing this. Yes, I'm playing it. Hallelujah, amen, and all that stuff. My friends Thought Bubbles, they were going to the Fall Festival a lot last week, eating all that carny food, and they're a little confused on what to eat so far this week. I'm not. My stomach's back to normal. Although I only went one day, two days, one day. because it just kind of rained the rest of the week. Anyhow, I just read something which I thought was very, very interesting because of the new show American Horror Story. See, people play too many damn games around Halloween. Stop playing with people. I don't like being scared. I have some friends that want me to go to a haunted house. I even have a VIP ticket that I won from Barnes and Noble to go to a haunted house. I'm just not that guy. Because, one, I'm not running nowhere. And so you can't chase me. And if you get too close to me, you might get hit in your face. And and so what is going on in California? It was on Good Morning America this morning. The residents of California are being terrorized by people dressed as clowns. Some reportedly wielding machetes or baseball bats. I mean, how's that funny? Like, I see these little scare tactic shows. What if somebody has a bad heart? Because you do you have to get some kind of release before they're doing it? That doesn't make sense to me. Anyhow, but you're going around scaring people with dives and clown outfits. You will get shot. Stop that. That's nonsense. And whoever wants to dress, people who dress up as clowns are creaky anyhow. That's some old that's some old crazy silly stuff, and stop it. Nobody wants to see you dress as a clown. Furthermore, nobody wants you chasing people and running down the street, chasing people in your clown outfit, that with a machete and knives and baseball bats and stuff. That's crazy. And if you're doing it, that is crazy. All you have to do is kick and twirl. That's right. Because I have some furious kicks and a plie in there too. See, I think I heard about that. There's Thought Bubble said there has been a clown on Staten Island for years, just stands on the street corner holding balloons. That's weird to me. Stop it. That's to me, that's not fun. I don't want to see that. And with the American Horror Story, they try and be cute with it, and with the people with the people the show has a clown in it, it's got some clown stuff in it, and they're doing this, that, no, that ain't hot. So if I ever see a clown running towards me, with you better hope I don't have a deadly weapon in my hand, because it's gonna be on like Donkey Kong. Believe that. That brings me to my Halloween costume. I was talking to Timmy Sims earlier, and I was like, this is what I want to do. This is an American Horror Story. I want to recreate, and Thought Bubble, since you guys are so you guys dress up and y'all do all the cosplay and things, where can I find a nun's habit completely white? And what did you think about me having, like, I don't want to do a sheet because somebody might get cute and say KKK, and then I have to punch them in the face. Clown serial killer. And I want to do the whole, remember from Asylum, the box cover, or the image from American Horror Story Asylum, where they had the nun's face and it was completely whited out with the habit and the little, what's the thing that goes around the neck? And the face was completely white and the eyes were blacked out with like black stuff running from it. That's what I want to do. I don't want to shave. I want at least a little bit of scruff, but I know there's makeup out there where you can cover your beard up, but I don't want to spend a lot of money either if I do it. So I think that would be fun, because I think you guys, I talked to Chris earlier, if this is Elaine or Chris, I never know when you come into Thought Bubble, I never know who you guys are. And we was talking about this weekend's Shocktober Con. So if you guys are local and are coming to the Southern Indiana th area this weekend, on well just on Saturday, we are having our first annual kind of horror and a comic book convention called ShocktoberCon. You can look them up on Facebook, done by the same people who have done who did PopCon back in April of this year. So it should be a fun day. Just one day. There's going to be, I think, Eddie Munster's going to be here, the original Jason Voorhees is going to be here, the person who wrote the original script for Friday the 13th. He's going to be here, and some other people, celebs or kind of celebs. And Mikey Rotella, he's really, really cute, from Making Monsters, and Tamara Lynn, I think, from Halloween 5. She's going to be here in town as well. And yours truly will be, hopefully, if I, because I had to work that day and I'm trying to get off and I haven't heard, I can go until 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, I have to leave, so that would give me 4 hours to be at the convention. Then I can go back that night because they're having some kind of little prom masquerade ball thingy. Well, they're having like a zombie prom. That's what they're calling it. So, but yours truly will be podcasting officially as part of the press this Saturday. So maybe and hopefully I'll get some time with some of the guests and attendees and vendors alike. I want a white one though. I want a complete white one, like on the front of. Oh, you both are saying, "Hey, Chris, hey, Elaine." I never know, cause I guess only one person could type at a time. Y'all need to have a second account so I can differentiate between the two. Y'all know I'm crazy, but no, I want a white one. I want a complete white one, and then I want to wipe my face out, and then put the black with the black tears running. I think that would be kind of hot to do. I've never seen anybody do that anywhere, so. That would be kind of do, but I'm not really talented, creative that way, so it would be a chore. So any suggestions between now and Halloween, I'd appreciate it. But yeah, so that was the whole clown thing, and y'all need to stop acting crazy. They said they had 20 sightings in 1 week, and then one clown has landed in cuffs, and he was 14 years old. His ass needed to be whooped. Trust and believe. Okay, moving on. I'm gonna read a few of these because I've gone on longer than I wanted to. Just some really random, useless facts that you guys may or may not know. We'll start with number one. And I guess if you ever look at your zipper and it has YKK on the zipper, well, it stands for Yoshida Kogyo. I'm gonna pronounce this Kabashiki Geisha. I think I did that. I don't know what. I never knew and didn't really care. A blue whale's heart is so big that a small child can swim through its vein. Who wants to do that? The combination of an exclamation point and a question mark is called a interrobang. Didn't know that. Let's see. The metal part on a pencil is called a ferrule. Ferrule. Didn't know that. Oh, remember Doug and then the guy who plays on Futurama, the main guy on Futurama? Same person voices those characters. Ooh, Tupac knows ballet. Elephants use the skin folds on their backs to crush mosquitoes. Huh. Now, see, I know somebody who listened to the show and has heard me talk about mosquitoes. I know they're thinking right there. Well, his fat ass need to use his fat rolls on his back to crush mosquitoes. I know you're thinking it, and I said it before you could say it. Oh, I didn't know this. Negative 40 Celsius and negative 40 Fahrenheit are the same temperature. Didn't know. Let's get some. this is for my sister. And a group of pugs is called a grumble. Oh, does anybody out there listening, you guys? Do you guys know what Barbie's real name is? And this will be the last useless trivia for tonight, then we'll go on to our quiz. Does anybody know? Anyone? What Barbie's real name is? I'm gonna let y'all, don't be Googling it. I know Elaine has her iPad or something. Don't be Googling it. And Chris, I was thinking, I listened to you guys' show last night. And I always point out when I say anyway, that's not her name. Her name isn't Anne. I always say anyway a lot. I noticed you say ridiculous a lot because I forget what Elaine was doing. Something about the Laffy Taffy jokes. And he's like, yeah, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Kept on saying, I thought that was funny. Anyhow, I'm going to tell you what Barbie's real name when we come back. Then we'll take the quiz and you guys can get it ready when we come back. It's the How Old Do You Act quiz at bitecharge.com. And I don't know how old that I act. Probably not old as I should be acting. And maybe let's see if you guys can see it over here in the chat room. We'll put it there. Thing is, you can't. That's the quiz. How old are you? So I'm gonna tell you Barbie's real name. And so, but. that and the How Old Do You Act quiz with and Barbie's real name. We'll be right back. Like this song, I haven't played it in a long time. Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. I know y'all getting tired of hearing music, so I thought I'd cut that one a little bit short. You know, another funny thing that happened to me today, I was at Snooks. It's a local grocery store chain here that normally has it's like a Publix. If you guys have been to other cities, grocery shopping, it's almost like a Publix. Very nice produce, deli, a little higher, but it's cleaner, and you don't think you're gonna leave with salmonella. Like some of these places. But anyhow, they have Cronuts over there. And I know I've talked about these before. So I'm going toward the little place where they have all the donuts and bagels and pastry stuff because I see them. All of a sudden, this little bitty old lady, she walks up and she had, she, you either get the little sack to put your donuts in if you're going to get like two or three of them, or you get the box if you're going to get like a dozen or more. And so I see it with a box, and it took all the strength that I had, not, I took all the strength that I have not to push her out the way. I'm like, and she was going right for him too. She was going right for the cronuts, but she only got two and she got some other things. I'm like, oh, they are over here blocking for the cronuts. So if you guys ever, if you've not had a cronut, that's a croissant like, well, croissant donut that they've, I guess they baked and fried and put the little glaze on it. Oh, they are so good. I bet they're even better when they're warm. I've never warmed one up. I like them the way they are, but I've never warmed any of them up. I should have maybe thrown them in the oven for a couple of minutes. Well, for about 30 seconds. I bet they're really good, but I ended up getting some. I'm not going to tell you the number, but they're really, really, really good. Have you tried those Thought Bubbles? I know y'all like eating different stuff, so I was wondering if you guys have tried the Cronuts or not. Anyhow, welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we're wrapping up things around these parts. Not much to talk about tonight. Like I said, I wasn't really gonna come on because I was in a kind of a funky mood. It's gotten better since I'm able to talk to you guys and hang out a little bit and decompress. Like I've told you guys this before. This is therapy for me. I get to talk and do my David thing and just be regular. And I want people around me just to be regular. I don't want anybody trying to floss. I don't like people who floss around me, and flossing is trying to be more than what they are. I don't want people trying to compete with me. And I said this earlier, I'm not in competition with anyone. Like I have a friend that always, want, I'm sure we all have those friends. Say you got you said you had the best sub sandwich, in the world. He would say his was the best because they put diamonds on it for him. Some old bullshit like that. So I want everybody to be successful, and I want everybody to make it. And money is subjective, and anybody can have a new car. Anybody can be successful, whatever they choose to be successful in. But I want everybody to be on the same page and be at the same, I like it with people that I know do better than I do. So that gives me something. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it too. It's not, it doesn't mean I'm competing. It's mean you're inspiring me. And there's one person on my Facebook page. His name is Daryl, and he listens sometime. One of the most positive people I've ever seen. Has attained a certain amount of of success. From a financial standpoint, material, but that's all, again, that's all subjective. But you wouldn't know it. One of my best friends in Atlanta, Georgia, you wouldn't know it. Rich. I have a millionaire friend. You'd never know it. You never know it because they're that down to earth. And they did it all while not trying to compete with people and trying to be better than someone else. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Like when I'm at work, and I will say this because it's true, when I'm at work, people try to compete with me. But they're all stupid. There's no competition. But I don't care. It's okay to try to try to come up. Everybody can use a come up. But it's like, but they would try to, throw me up under the bus with a lie instead of, being regular and doing their job and saying, oh, well, David, you do that really good. I'm gonna try doing it that way. Maybe I will get better results. So all that kind of nonsense. I don't got time for it. And it's just one of those things. I was like, well, people need to really act their age. I'm 43. I'm too old to be competing with anybody. My feet hurt. I need to lose some weight. I'm bald and I'm tired. Who got time for some extra shit? Some extra emotional shit? Nobody. Especially me. But I can cut somebody out. They are tasty, Elaine. I just checked the chat room. Anyhow, this is the How Old Do You Act quiz. And I had already answered the question. I think the first question is male or female. Yeah, first question is male or female? Of course, I'm a male. Don't get funny with it. When are you most energetic? In the morning, in the evening, at night, or in the afternoon? I would say in the evening. I'm totally not a morning person, and I've said that a thousand times. You are most comfortable talking to strangers, friends, family, people on the internet. I don't meet too many strangers, but I'm probably most comfortable talking with my friends. What is Snapchat? Something I like to use. Oh my God, that's my life. I have no idea. Something I want to say something the kids use because I have heard of it. At a social gathering, you prefer to be normal, be unnoticed, be noticed. Like I said, I like being regular, so be normal is me. When something is funny in public, you react with a loud laugh, a sheepish smile, a soft laugh, a quiet chuckle. It depends. If it's something really hilarious, I might belt out a laugh, but normally, I'll chuckle to myself if it's in public and it's an embarrassing situation for somebody else. Oh, this is for you, Timmy Sims. Do you enjoy taking pictures of yourself? There was a time. It depends on the picture. That's kind of a question because I only want to be. This is so crazy. I was telling somebody this, and they told me I was crazy. I was. We were in Nashville. I always wanted to be on the right side because I photograph better from my right side, and they're like, "You're nuts." I'm like, "You know, people say you have your best side. My right side is my best side." When I was at Indie PopCon this past summer, and Nicholas Brandon, we were taking pictures with Nicholas Brandon from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he asked me how big my feet were. He must have knew, right? he just got engaged. No, and my niece was trying to go on the right side. I was like, "Girl, no, you don't," you know. And he's looking at us like we're crazy, and we put him in the middle, of course, and I'm being photographed from my right side. I won't take a picture unless it's from my right side. But yeah, I think I have a really good smile. So I'm gonna say yes, I like taking pictures of myself. When someone smiles at you, you tend to think they're hitting on me and grope them. No. No. Instinctively smile back, going about your business, feel attracted to that person. See, it's on there. Feel attracted to that person. It depends on how long it's been. Wink, wink. No. I instinctively smile back. Unless their teeth is really messed up, and then I'll avert my eyes and scream. Can you live without your phone? I can live without my phone. I wouldn't like to. So I'm going to say, yes, I could if I needed to. And I think the last question, lastly, it's more useful to own a horse, dog, cat, or a screwdriver. Yeah, horse. I can't have a cat. I like dogs, but screwdriver. What do I do? Do I do carpentry? I don't think I do carpentry. It's more useful to own a. Well, horse, dogs, and cats don't they? Do they have any use? I'm not riding a horse. A cat, if something goes down, they're crawling out the window. A dog, they might bark and alert you. That's kind of difficult. Because I'm not going to buy anything you put together anyhow. So, dog. We're going to say dog. My age, and you guys may not believe it, my age is 27. The age you act is 27. You're a wise young soul. I think they asked the wrong questions. Hashtag Lexi. So what did you guys get? Did you guys take the quiz? What's your mental age? I know that's one of those types of Ooh, thought bubbles. You got 20? Was that Chris or was that Elaine? Inquiring minds want to know. I would think Elaine would be the 20-year-old. I would say Chris is probably around 24. Timmy Sims, you got 21? Yeah, see, I figured it out. Because Elaine, every time I think about you singing that the Lion King intro song, I fall out laughing because it's absolutely hilarious. And then later in that episode, Chris talks about punching you in the ovaries. That was some good shit right there. Hilarious. Y'all went on about something in your last podcast. That was pretty funny. Anyhow, well, I want to thank you guys for checking me out tonight. I know we kind of was all over the place, but you know that's what I do here on late night. Tomorrow, on Real Talk, with David, Ken, and Timmy, we'll be talking about. Now, have you guys seen the latest, our latest diva, the little boy that was doing all that voguing and kicking and twirling during that little new spot, and then he's giving the girl next to him a side eye and a grimace. Hilarious. So tomorrow we'll be talking about what if you had an infant child? You know, how what would you do today? And since you know we're all adults, what would your parents have done? Even being a gay person, what would your parents have done to, you know, reacted if you was a little more infamous? It's funny, when I'm in Atlanta, they say I'm a little more gayer than I am in Indiana. Don't ask me why. That's because of the whole bunch of gays there. But I don't know why. I think it's silly, but all my friends say that. They're like, you're a little gayer in Atlanta than you are in Do I what the Thursday episodes on iTunes? You know, I don't record them. I do not record those. The ones on Pride 48, I haven't been recording them because it's too much effort and I don't think my computer can handle it. So I just stopped reading. I was recording them on my phone and then editing them and putting them on iTunes, put them in a special Spreaker show. But yeah, I don't do them. And hopefully I will do, if I continue to do Pride 48, I'm thinking about streamlining the show more, just pushing everything together, and certain days will be certain things that I do, but I haven't decided yet. Yeah, I haven't really decided what I want to do, but no, I don't record them, and I should. A what child? Timmy says, what do you say? A what child? I don't understand the question. Oh, well, if you could record them for me, I'd appreciate it, Timmy Sims, because I, you know, I get distracted very easily, so I try to stay on point. No, about the little boy that was doing all the kicking and twirling and effeminate child, effeminate child. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, on Real Talk. So look for that episode. Sometime tomorrow night after we get done recording. Okay. See, but you know, thing is, on the Thursday night shows, normally it's just kind of a mashup show that I talk about a little bit of everything that I've talked on everything from the past week up until Thursday. You know, I'm country and I say words differently. You know, so you was giving me a hard time last week about saying dial. Dial and doll. Dial and doll. Baby, I don't have any obstacles. I don't know what you're talking about. None. I'm just country. I'm just country. Anyhow. And that's the last time I'm saying anyhow tonight. And tomorrow, I think I'm going to be on Jaded Tristan's show here on Spreaker .com at, if I say 9, I might be right. So at 9 o'clock here on Spreaker.com under Jaded Productions, Jaded City Live. And I'll be on there with those guys talking about whatever we're talking about. So look to see you guys Thursday night on Pride 48 and Sunday back here on Spreaker for Real Talk. I'm not for Real Talk, for Fanboy Weekly. Hope you guys have a great week and we'll see you next time. Good night.